Stell doch dieser Flamme, and we begin for the next Mishnah. So if you remember, in the case of a shoel, he is chay for everything, even ones. Even the only exception is shoel v'balim, which is what we discussed as well. A socher is not chayiv in the case of meta. He'll make a shvuah. That's what we discussed in the Mishnah yesterday. It was meta. If it was, however, he's chayiv in geneva and aveda. But the issue here is he borrowed a cow and also rented it. So it's like he borrowed it for the morning and then rented it for the afternoon. Okay? Or, so hashtol tapar v'sha'alachatz yom v'scharachatz yom, or sha'alah hayom v'scharamachar. Or he borrowed it today and rented it. He was going to rent it the next and rented it the next day. Shalachav v'sarachat, or he rented. He had two animals he got from the owner. One he borrowed and one he rented from him. Hamashu, and then one of them dies, or the animal that was borrowed slash rented died. So hamashu lomer shula meta b'yom shaita shula meta b'sha shaita shula meta. So it's an interest of the mashil, the owner, to say, oh, by the that it was either the time or the animal that was borrowed. Because in that situation, it matter, even if it dies, he has to pay. He wants to get, he'll get compensated. The halo mer, another one says, look, any odea, I just don't know. It was in the field, I have no idea. Then in that situation, his chayiv has to pay, because that's what we have, what's called a case of bari and shema, where a definite claim is made by one party, the other person doesn't know, we go with a definite claim. Hasocher omer, or if the socher says, schura meta, b'yom shata schura meta, b'shat shata schura meta. In this situation, the person who borrowed or rented this animal, again, he says it was during the time or the animal that it was rented, therefore I'm patur. The halomer, the other person says, look, eni yodea, I simply do not know the mashal, how would I know? And that's entering this patur. What if ze omer sh'ula v'ze omer schura? What if they're both making, sounds like, definite claims to say it was the rented one, no, it was the borrowed one? We say yishava ha-socher sheha schura meta. What happens is the socher has to make a person who rented it makes a shvua that's a schura meta and is done with it that way. Okay, fine. And what's interesting here, the way I'll just add a bit marafulda is how can you make a shvua through a gilgul shvua? To explain, he says il v'tzurich yishava shemeta gadarka. Since if the socher wants to say it was a time of the schirut, in order to exempt himself from payment, he has to make a shvur that it was meta kedarka, died in a normal way, it wasn't in negligence or anything. Since he has to make a shvur for that, he makes a shvur that it was during the time of schura. Okay, ze omer eini yodea v'ze omer eini yodea, we say achaloku. If they both do not know, then we say they just simply split the costs. So they have to pay half back. Now, who's the shita that says yachaloku? I'm sure you're familiar with this. That's shitat sumchus. Because sumchus of opinion, mamona mutami safek, anytime you've got a doubt regarding money, well, not really anytime, there's a discussion in terms of what the scope of shitat sumchus is, but then simply we divide it between the two parties. However, what would the chachamim say in this situation? Chachamim say, hamotzi mechavara la baraya, you want the money, prove it. Okay, that's how it would be. Let's continue. Ashor tapara. Now, the interesting thing is, what if we know exactly what the status of this, when this animal died? The question is what's the status or the responsibility of the person of the when it comes to the Laila Shebentayim? Okay, so in other words, he borrowed it day one, he's renting it day two. What about during the night time? Is he now a renter or is he a borrower? So it depends. It marin derech haparat lalun al baleihem. There are some say, it is like yeshomrim, some say that when someone rents or borrows or the like, that it, the night before it stays by the owner. That's how it works. Now, in this situation, the zu al yedei shchura etzlo lo lana keshu olahi. It's lo v'hi chayav. So I'll just explain in the words of the Marfulda. He says that id amri says derech haparat nishalim lamalacha bayom lanim balayla stay by the baalim. The zu al yedei shchura etzlo lo lana etzah baalim. In this situation where it was, you know, he's rented it one day. He's borrowed it one day and rented it the next. If it was just rented the night before, it would have been by the baalim. So this situation didn't return it that night. So therefore, we tap it and continue it as if it was still being borrowed. So this level of responsibility will be heightened during the night time. Okay, that's the point. Havalei oto laila kiilu hu adayim b'shulavu chayav. However, the it hit marin. Some people say no, ain't derech apart luna al baalim. Some say yeshomrim, if you like, that the way of the parot is in derech lalun etzel ha'baleihem, and therefore it's not considered Shu'ula at night time because it's already considered as if it's been handed over the night before service. So therefore, it's already considered as rented, and therefore he's considered a socher during the night time before the schira, and therefore he would have the lower level of responsibility. Okay? Okay, straightforward. Let's now learn the next halacha gimel. Hashoela tapara v'shilcha la biyad beno biyad abdo biyad shlucho, or biyad beno or biyad abdo or biyad shlucho shel hashoel umeta patur. So someone borrowed a cow of somebody, and the mashiel, the person owning it, says, "Oh, you want to borrow a cow? Not a problem." And he sends it with his own child, right? Beno or biyad biyad abdo or biyad shlucho, his own shaliach. Or alternative, even if he gives it to the child of the person who is borrowing it from him. Or shlucho, you have to be careful what shlucho means. We'll discuss this in a minute. In that situation, we say it's patur because the shoel has not yet taken responsibility for the animal, hasn't yet reached his rishut. Even though it was handed over to his son, or again, you have to understand what shaliach is, but we'll get to that soon. However, amar lo ha-shoel, if the shoel says, shilcha li biyad bini u biyad avdi u biyad shluchi, if Abba the shoel says, look, can you send it with my son? He instructs him to go ahead and do so. Or Shama lo hamashal, the mashal zarim yeshalcha, I'm going to be sending it biyad bini or biyad avdi or biyad shluchi. Or he says, I'm going to send it with my son, my servant, or biyad bencha, or by your servant, or sorry, your child, your servant, or biyad shluchacha, or your shaliach. V'amal lo shoel, and the shoel says, yes, shalach, please go and send it. In other words, already then he's willing to take full responsibility and act as a shoel, even though it hasn't yet reached his hand, because he effectively accepts responsibility when the mashal says, "Are you happy with me sending it with your son or my son, etc.?" And he says, "Go ahead." Then meta chayiv. It's meta, even though we say meta is ones, he's chayiv. In other words, the same, but in reverse would be when it's being returned. Meaning, if he just sends it back, then the responsibility still is with the shoel. If however he says to the mash'il, say, I'm going to send it with your son, or I'm going to send it with my son, he says, fine, that's not a problem, then it's already the responsibility has been transferred over, back and forth. The question is, what's this case of this his shlucho? What's the case of shlucho if they didn't speak to each other? So I'll just show you here, this, the Pnei Moshe says, Hai shlucho shel shoel pligi ba'amurai, there's machloket in Perek HaGozel in Bava Kama. The Rav Chista, the Svirle Shliach she'asal be'edim have a Shaliach. According to Rav Chista, that a Shaliach that's made by way of Edim is like a Shaliach and therefore responsibly handed over. Therefore, Mokila la Shaliach to Shoel. It must be that we're talking about the Shaliach, when it says a Shaliach of the Shoel and Mishnah, it must be not really a Shaliach. It must be one of his workers, Chirov likito, Shadar be'beto. But, or Velo, and he didn't make him a Shaliach be'edim to go pick it up. Because had he made it, if it's really a bona fide shaliach, then the responsibility would have been handed over. That's why I have to be saying the reish of the Mishnah, shlucha is one of these, not really a shaliach, but it's chiro v'likito, mashu kaze. The yike edim, then it's a shaliach. And the chayev ha-shol be'onsim, and then the shol will be already chayev. Okay, that's one understanding. However, the rabbis, the shiddur that's cholak on that in Bava Kama, but the Moshe mentions Rav Shiddur Rav Chista. Okay, fine. Let's continue with the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Hashol etapar, Tani, Hashileini paratcha, asarayamim, vahashel li bahen chamishayamim rishonim. So, this is going back to the idea that when it says, yes, a shoel is responsible for all manner of onus and absolutely everything that happens to his animal, no matter what, except for if he's shoel ba'alav imo, that was a chiddush we said on the Torah, that if the owners, if you remember, are also their services are borrowed, if you like, come along with the animal that's being borrowed. Then, if it's metek hadarka, he's patur. Okay. Now, an important point we mentioned was it doesn't have to be there actually at the time of the avoda. The critical point is at the time of she'elah. In the time it was being borrowed, the animal was the services of the owner of this animal also being engaged. Because we said that if that's the case, if it was true, then even if the owner of the animal wasn't being engaged at the very sort of wasn't working at the very time the animal died, it'd still be patur. Similarly, if the animal wasn't borrowed at the same time as he got the services of the owner of the animal, but importantly, he got the services of the owner after, importantly, it was after, then even if it's working at the same time with the animal, it dies, he'd be chayiv. Because the Torah specifically talks about the ba'alav imo, sha'ala ba'alav imo, that the owner was gauged, if you like, or borrowed. His services were asked for at the same time he borrowed the animal. Okay. So now what we're saying now is if someone says, I'd like to borrow your cow for 10 days, Vasheli, and I'd also like to get your services to help me out for the first 5 days of those 10 days, you can imagine, meaning, I want to borrow your cow, but I need help. I don't really know how to get it going. Can you help me, turn it on? But like, I don't know how to use it. Can you mind help me out first 5 days just to get me going? And then I'll be able to manage it for the rest of the week, that type of thing, or the rest of the 10-day period. So, and in that situation, he says, Meta betoch achronim, if the animal then dies, meta kedarka, during the last 5 days, mishiabud rishon mita, meta. What that means, according to my folder, is that he's pudi patur, because the she'elah was babala avimol, even though the services of the owner of this animal ended prior to the actual death of the animal. Because as we said, the whole Ptur of the Torah is at the time of the borrowing. Okay? It's more important. However, what if he says, Hashileini parat chalachar asarayamim? So what happens here is, he says, I'd like to, again, he gets the services of the owner. He says, I'd like your help around my farm or whatever. Can you help me out? He says, it's not a problem. And then for 10 days, this is where the Maharal explains it. And then after 10 days, oh, by the way, we're finished, can I borrow your cow? Okay, it says Amar la sava min kvar. Now sava min kvar, the Maharal explains as follows. So I'll read the whole bit. Okay, so the owner was engaged for the 10 days, and then it died. Then he borrows a cow after the 10-day period, and then it dies. So it sounds like. However, in this situation, the owner says sava min kvar. In this situation, the owner says, okay, you want it in 10 days, but just take it now. In that situation, he says, it sounds like either after the fact or it was, he says, you might as well have it, like, just take it now. It's not considered she'ela babalim, and it would be chayv if it died in that last 10 day, in a period of borrowing after these 10 days. Okay, because at the time, in the beginning, when he engaged the services, he wasn't yet borrowing this cow for his use. Okay, and that says next case. He says, "Hashileni or Hashileni." So this is interesting. Hashileni, lend me your cow, and I will help you out. Okay. Or Ashilene Pratcha, lend me your cow, Ubava and come work with me. Okay? Hisheni Kadumecha. Can you lend me your kardom, your axe? Uba and come the nechesh and weed with me. So all these cases we've just mentioned, there's one more, sorry. Hashileni Tamchuyecha, can you lend me your pot? Ubava chol and come and eat with me. So all these situations, they seem to be questionable. Is this really still considered Sheila Balam? Like exact same activities, eating, all these things. Are this all considered Sheila Balam? Next, shela mina bayar or mina center or mina ikomnos or meta, then the kemisha bali mimo. Now, all these situations, various individuals who provide particular services for this person. First is a bayar, is someone who digs well. So he borrows something the person who's digging wells for him. Or a center seems to be, according to, we see different perishable centers if we learn through the Gemara, but the Maharal is in this context, it means that someone who's shomer sadot, someone's looking after his field, or a kimonos seems to be someone who's looking after his, like a shomer, looking after his malacha. Now, all these things are services that are being rendered to him. So here, if you borrow from such a person, it's considered she'ela babalim. Because he's doing something for you, because we said even if he's doing something for you prior to that, that's considered Sheila Babalim, it'd be part of the case of Meta Kedarka. Okay, that's again. So really what we've seen in the last 10 lines is how broad the scope of what Sheila Babalim is in terms of the services and the circumstances and the like. Okay. Yeah, so now look at Halacha Dalet. Hamalich hamachlif parabachamor. Let's say someone, which is very similar to what we saw, I think Baba Kama, I think, that if someone does a importantly, Kinyan Chalipin. He's switching a cow for a donkey. Vayalda, and it gave birth. Vechena mocher, meaning the cow gave birth. Vechena mocher shivchato vayalda. Or he sells a shivcha and it gave birth. Zeomer, one says, Ad shelo macharti, when did it give birth? Gave birth before it was sold. And therefore, the offspring belongs to the original owner. Zeomer, the other one says, no, mishilakachti. No, it was born after I purchased it, so therefore it's mine. Okay, that's the thing. Now, it's important that the Mara Fulda says this only works if you're talking about a Kinyan Chalipin, especially with the case of why? Because he says, because it says, if it was simply a payment, lo kani le'ad d'mashach, it wouldn't be a Kinyan until he pulls the animal towards him. They came in the Mashach, once he pulls it, if the Kinyan is done by him actually pulling the animal towards him, he would have known. He would have known if it was bought, if it had an offspring or not. So we have to deal with the situation where it's Kinyan Chalipin. In the Kinyan Chalipin, sometimes it can still be that that which I'm buying is not in my possession yet, right? Because the way Kinyan Chalipin is you take, like, I give you one thing, when you pick that up, then I acquire what you have in your possession, standard barter. So that's why, in other words, that's why he points out very importantly, this must be, the mission is talking about, must be Chalipin, otherwise it wouldn't be any Suffolk. Because if we're talking about a normal transaction, the Kinyan is when you actually have it, in your like you handle it, and therefore there wouldn't be any doubt. Okay, fine. So in other two, in, so Gemara says, in those, in, by the way, in both situations, we say, Yachalokul. This is a situation of, you've got to split it, Mamon Mutal B'Suffolk. Sounds like it's, we split it. Hayulu Shnei Avadim. With the two servants, chad gadol v'chad katan. One is big and one is small. V'chen shtei sadot, two fields, chad gadola v'chad katan. One is big and one is small. Halakoyach omer, the person purchases gadol v'chad, I purchase the big one. Mocher says eni odea. Look, I don't know. Bari b'shema, bari adif, same type of thing. Then he the zacha b'gadol, since the definite claim was made by the lakoyach, which one he purchased, and the owner says, look, I really don't know. He gets to take the big one. Or mocher, if the mocher says it was a small one I sold you. Be it the Eved or the gland. Balal Mer and the purchasers, look, I can't remember. I don't know. Ein lo ella katan again, bari b'shema, bari adif. However, zeomer gadol v'zeomer katan. What if one says, again, one says definitely it was a gad, it was the bigger one, and the other person says, no, it was a smaller one, meaning the person who purchased it says bigger, the person who sold it says it was smaller. Yisheva mocher, the mocher makes a shvua shakatan machar. Okay, same type of thing. As you saw previously. Ze Amar, if what happened, Ze Omer, Ani Eini Odea, Ze Omer Eini Odea, if they simply do not know, then Yachaloko, then we split it. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Hamachlif para, Amar of Yochanan, Ze Lotzi Mide Sumchus, Shamar calls faith of Yachaloko. So as I explained to you, there's machloket between Sumchus and Chachamim, in this situation, Mamum Tabasafek. Whereas Sumchus says, you just split it between the two parties, Chachamim say, always, you simply do, Motzi Mechavar La Baraya. Now, what's the interesting discussion here in the Gemara is what's the Gemara even referring to? The Mara Fulda says this whole discussion is actually tied back to the mission, which is learned, which will make a lot of sense. However, what I do want to show you here is the bit of something different today is the Mare Panim. And he says, and this is in the Dibur Machil on Sumchus, this is his second parish. He says, Libi Omer. This is also where the article explains it. The reason why I'm doing all this is because I didn't fully understand the Mara Fulda. It says, "V'libi omer dehamed v'nachon duhu sugya." What we're going to be learning now, ain't kan ikar mekomo. This is it's not really on our Mishnah. Rather, elagav da ayir b'midi b'din diachaloku v'libi de sumchus nakalahacha. Since we're talking about the din of sumchus, that yachaloku, which is mentioned in our Mishnah, that's why I'm mentioning it now. So we're dealing with sichat chumchus. V'ikar mekoma, the real place of this is actually bava kama. In the case, if you remember. That's in a situation where, if you remember, one a ox came and gored a cow, and we're not sure, and it was pregnant prior to the whole incident, but, and then it was the animal, like if you like, the miscarried animal is next to it, or the blood is next to it. We don't know if it was if it was prior or after the as a result of the injury. If you remember, that was a debate there, and it says. There we says, which is chachamim. If you want to get compensated for the offspring as well, then you have to bring the burden of proof is on you. And this is what the Gemara is talking about now. The Rabbi Yochanan Omer, damaniti sumchus. Then our Mishnah is that not our Mishnah. That Mishnah there is because it's matzim chavarla is against the shita of sumchus. Just like lach zayin, not lach sumchus. Gamahatam, as it says, the daf lamed hey amud bet, zot omer chalukim alav chavira al sumchus, because you see, sumchus is argued with the chachamim. Balak amar, so that's the first line of the Gemara. I'll just pause here. It says, Amr yachal zilotzi mide sumchus, shomer kos fekel yachaloku. So that's how it makes a lot of sense. Then Rav Ila or Rav La says, Tiftar shebeze omer barili, beze omer barili. So to explain this and go back to the Maripanim, he says, Valakamara ila, dafilu tema. You could even say that Mishnah is the mitnit is sumchus atya. Why? The tiftar, you can explain, dahamazik van nizak, that may the two parties involved in the owners of the ox and the cow, they were saying they're both tonim bari, they both have definite claims. Ubahachi hamode sumchus. In other words, it seemed to be according to this understanding, there's a debate in terms of the scope of sumchus, but this understanding here is that really sumchus agrees in a case of bari verbari that you don't nachaloku. Then you simply say motzil chavaraya. When does he say that you simply split it? That's when they're both shema shema. They both don't know. Let's say there could be this and it could be that. That's why okay, we don't know yachaloku. So what Rav Ila is coming on saying is who says that Mishnah is trying to see me in day sumchus? It could be shirat sumchus. And in the case of bari bari, that both of them are claiming the owner of the cow says, I know for sure that this is that the animal that the offspring inside it was died as a result of the injury, it wasn't born yet. And the owner of the straw that did the damage says, I know with certainty that this animal was born before the whole incident. Okay. And then what then that explains the next line. That's why he says, Amrabila Then Rav Yossi Baye, back to the Gemara, and we'll go back to the Maripanim in a minute, says Rav Yossi Baye im b'shezeh me bariz li b'zeh mazri al da amar Yochanan tzi midei sivuch sumchus. So he says, how can Rav Yochanan is doing this? Now, what does that mean? So back to Maripanim, he says Omak she Rav Yossi im kidvarecha beferish. If you want to say that's what the Mishnah means over there, that's bari bari. Lo avi amar Rav Yossi zeh lo tzi midei chumchus. Then Rav Yochanan wouldn't say such a thing that it was to b'tzi de sumchus. Why? Because we know with certainty, because we know with 100% certainty that Shirat Sumchus is, he doesn't hold Yachalok in the case of Bari and Bari, both have definite claims. Okay? And therefore, because that's not our question, and Rabbi Yochanan, that's a Vaday thing, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, Sumchus must mean that Mishnah is not talking about the case of Bari Bari, but rather Shema Shema. In other words, because the only way to explain that which is bari bari and to understand Rabbi Yochanan would be if Rabbi Yochanan had a question about Rabbi Shittat Sumchus and even the case of bari bari. But he's saying no, Rabbi Yochanan with no doubt in the case of bari bari that regarding position of Sumchus that he would say motzi b'chavarayim. We don't say achalokul, and therefore that Mishnah must be talking about of it must be talking case of Shema Shema. Okay, but that's how you explain this piece of the Gemara we just learned now as relating to a completely different Mishnah. Okay, the Pnei Moshe actually Marafulda, but Maripanim is a Pnei Moshe, right? Trying to explain it related to the actual mission itself, but I found it a bit difficult, found this a bit easier to understand. Okay, that's why I gave it that way. Okay, so we'll take from Halacha Hay next year. Call to have a good day, everyone.
Thank you.